So we're going to begin this process of arriving. I like to think of arriving on retreat as a kind of process. There's a certain way in which we've arrived. You're in your seat, you're attentive, the retreat has begun. And maybe it's that more and more of us will begin to arrive, we'll begin to arrive with a kind of steadiness as the retreat progresses. And this endeavor of going from daily life into seclusion and to retreat can be sometimes abrupt or a little bit of a shock. Many of us are moving quite rapidly through our lives, a lot of activity, a lot of stimulation. And it reminds me of a snow globe. I have this snow globe here, actually. It's a little figure, Buddha figure in the snow globe, and that going through life is kind of like being in this globe that is constantly shaking with our responsibilities and our activities and the impingements of the world. And so we're in this swirl of activity, this swirl of activation, energy. And actually, the only way with the snow globe to have it settle down is actually just to place it down. And when we place it down, we may notice that there's still a flurry of activity. In fact, that flurry of activity may become more acute because that's now we're in a stillness to notice that. But we can trust that just as the snow globe will find its own equilibrium, the mind, the body will find its own equilibrium. Sometimes it's maybe a matter of getting out of the way. So moving out of the attitude of doing, accomplishing, efforting, into the attitude of being relaxed, receptive, open. A relaxation of the body can be very supportive to our meditation practice. So sensing into the body, noticing any places where there's tension or holding. And on the exhale breath, just inviting the body to soften, to settle. Maybe some sense of letting go of any extra effort. Allowing yourself to be supported by gravity, by your posture. And this process of letting go, of relaxing, can be ongoing in the retreat, periodically just checking in, softening. Be also helpful just to notice how it is in the body right now, what sensations are most prominent. Gently connecting with any emotions that might be present, excitement, nervousness, whatever it is, just the truth of this moment. And maybe seeing if there's some sense of the attitude of the mind, the mood of the mind. You know, it's like beneath the level of thoughts, the sort of mind can be grumpy, mind can be happy. And that attitude of mind colors our whole experience. And then noticing that the body is breathing. Thankfully, we don't have to remember to breathe. And And we can connect with the breath in a tactile, visceral, felt sense way. Feeling the breath moving through the body. And maybe there's some sense of the breath, the sensations, and the foreground of awareness filling the field of awareness, and everything else in the background, the thoughts and worries and concerns and to-dos, sounds of others in your space, just in the background. Don't have to push them away, just directing the attention primarily to the feeling of the breath moving through the body. And whenever you notice that the attention has wandered, just begin again. This is the heart of our practice for these days, connecting and reconnecting. Not trying to make anything happen. Finding that sweet spot between too much effort or too much laziness. And be supportive to bring some interest and curiosity to this thing that we call the breath. Maybe noticing without any judgment whether the breath is shallow or deep. Maybe noticing without judgment the rhythm of the breath, or maybe the breath is irregular. Perhaps noticing, again without any judgment, whether the breath is coarse or fine. You can rest the awareness wherever the breath is most prominent. Maybe the rise and fall of the belly. Maybe the rise and fall of the chest. Maybe some air at the nose or the upper lip. Or you can try following the entire cycle of the breath. moment of the beginning of the inhale to the point where the lungs are full, all the way to the end of the exhale. And notice whether there are pauses, the top of the breath, the end of the breath. You might sense into some energetic quality of the breath, perhaps noticing that the inhale is enlivening and that the exhale may be relaxing. And if there's some sleepiness, maybe bringing more attention to the inhale. There's restlessness, bringing more attention to the exhale. As we continue to arrive, it can be supportive to notice the more subtle manifestations of the breath in the body. Maybe some movement of the shoulders. Maybe some movement in the back of the body. Perhaps noticing the subtle expansion and contraction of the rib cage. And if there's any sensations or emotions that are uncomfortable, restlessness, or physical discomfort, heartache, you can invite the breath to breathe with or breathe through that part of the body, like a gentle inner massage. Letting the breath be a soothing kind of salve. And for this entire retreat, we can have an attitude of practice in which there's nowhere to go and nothing to get or get rid of, no one you have to be. Just to be alive is enough. And we can connect with this aliveness of the body by resting the attention on the feeling of the breath moving through the body. Letting the practice be really simple, just sitting in this ordinary way, awake, alert, attentive, and breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in, and breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. This gentle, steady effort, letting the practice be restful.